This is the brief on South African administrative and spatial data laws. We're unpacking two foundational government documents, the 2003 Spatial Data Infrastructure Act and a 2019 Public Service Regulations Amendment that dictate how South Africa efficiently manages its geographic information and government advisory panels. First, the 2003 Act establishes the South African Spatial Data Infrastructure, or SASD, and a dedicated committee for spatial information to share, manage, and protect geographic data across all organs of state. Think of this like a master governmental blueprint. I mean, why should different departments waste time drawing the exact same maps when they can just share a single standardized framework? Second, this brings us to the metadata mandate. The Act legally requires data custodians to create and publish an electronic metadata catalog, essentially data about the data, so everyone knows what geographic information already exists and meets quality standards. So what does this actually mean for us? Well, it completely eliminates the blind duplication of geographic records. Finally, we have the advisory body expansion, shifting from how the government organizes data to how it organizes its human expertise, a 2019 amendment to Regulations 100 and 103 of the Public Service Regulations increased the maximum number of people on a government advisory body from 5 to 10 and specifically standardized their remuneration to match the scales of a committee of inquiry. This is huge because it literally doubles the brain power in the room while keeping the financial rules tightly standardized by the National Treasury. Whether it's mapping the nation's physical geography or staffing expert advisory panels, these rules are all about cutting redundancy and streamlining state resources.